greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club. The most exclusive club for men in the country, where every Saturday we're going to talk about taking an animal, throwing it on some scorching fire, and turning it into the most tantalizing, tasty morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman. But we don't drag our women into the caves by the hair. We're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure women into your cave and keep her hair looking good. We don't use clubs. We use Smith & Wesson, Bowtech, and Abu Garcia. When you want to find the center of the grilling universe, you look at a map of North America and just look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys. Peace, love, and barbecue.
Welcome. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. Get out in your backyard. Fire up a grill, smoker, deep fryer. Today is the opening day of trout season. We're going to be covering a little bit of that. I'm headed to trout camp right after the show's done. Looking forward to a few things. Got a couple recipes for you along those lines, but you are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. I'm Jop, and he is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, what's cooking is right, man. Welcome to the Grilling Guys, and thanks for joining us. Jop is going to trout camp, and I will be putting fertilizer on my lawn when I get home, so... There's the difference in those two weekends right
there. Yeah, I'm growing my talents. You're growing grass. So that's all good, man.
I got a good deal from Kingsland Ace Hardware. I got the Scott's. I got the deal on Scott's fertilizer and Weed Killer. Buy one. It's a BOGO.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll BOGO my lawn as soon as I get back.
Yeah.
I should have done it before we came in here this morning, but... Because you're always supposed to do it when the lawn's wet, you know.
Yeah,
the morning dew.
Makes it stick a little
but,
better. Keep the pets off it for an hour or two until she dries, but that's good.
So what are you bringing up there to put on the grill, baby?
Well, first of all, I hope I catch some brown trout. I mean, that's what we're after, and I'll be cooking those up. And like I said, a little bit later in the show, I'll have a recipe, real quick one, for brown trout. But it's such a delicate fish. It's wonderful, but... you know, it's also spring, Bob, one of the best times of the year other than fall. Fall's my favorite, yours too. We enjoy our hunting and fishing in the fall, but spring's here. Morel mushrooms are out. I'm on a couple morel forums.
I have never picked one in my life.
Oh, they're, you know what? It isn't as easy as it sounds. You got to find them, and there's a little bit of a trick to that. They aren't very tall usually, and they're hard to see, but if you know what you're looking for and the kind of trees you're around, then you can usually find them if they're in the area. But... The point is that that's one of nature's delicacies, and my dream here for this weekend is to get some fresh morel mushrooms and a little bit of brown trout and do a little, you know, maybe a little cream sauce on those mushrooms. You don't want to ruin them too much.
Good. That sounds pretty good.
And a little bit of trout.
You know, the problem I have with trout is...
careful
the
now.
The last time I caught trout, I was out at in South Dakota at the... visiting all the parks.
Trout Fest?
Took my kids to the memorial or the monument, and we caught a bunch of rainbow trout.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's supposed to be like a steelhead, but they just had a little bit of a funk to them.
Well, you got to clean them. I mean,
I did. Of course, I cleaned them.
You know, we cook them with the skin on them, and you just. You gut them and then take the head off, and I got fillets, and the skin's still on them. There aren't really scales. They're micro scales.
Yeah, it's just a skin.
Right, and you just leave it on there. And I'll hit this real quick because it's super simple. It's four ingredients.
Super simple.
Yeah, in addition to the trout, I cut some onions and cut some rings. Just I take sweet onion, the Vidalia, as you call them, and cut those in about eighth-inch rings, and then a large lemon, a clove of garlic, and a stick of butter. That's the ingredients, man.
I have a cousin from Vidalia, Georgia. That's the only reason I call it Vidalia.
Yeah, okay. I don't know her, but or maybe it's a him.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. But anyway, we'll hit this real quick then. Get those fillets, put them on a piece of tin foil. I know you don't like cooking on foil, but what we want to do is steam this on the grill. We're not actually grilling it. We're going to steam it, and we're going to put a couple pats of butter on there, a couple rings of that onion, put that... garlic clove
easy
on there that's crushed,
say.
And then a couple pats of butter, seal that thing up, put it on the grill 4 or 5 minutes on a medium grill because it'll cook real quick. That trout is light and delicate, fabulous when you open that up, man. It'll be very mild. Won't be fishy at all. Just a very beautiful, delicate flavor. A little bit of lemon on there. And
you know what? Though cooking on aluminum, I'm feared to catch the Alzheimer's.
Yeah, right. What you
thinking? Cooking on aluminum. That's what I heard.
Yeah. Well, we're never touching the aluminum. The skin's staying on the fish, and we're putting the fish on the platter, plating it up, and getting going on it.
I got to tell you, I am thoroughly enjoying my breakfast this morning. It is a hop mouth double IPA from Arcadia. This thing is stellar. And if you haven't been to Arcadia or tried one of their beers yet, they're one of our sponsors. Hop Mouth, absolutely fantastic double IPA. Very malty. Does not kick you in the head like you might expect.
Yeah, with a double IPA, sometimes those grab you right at the back of the throat.
You're not a big IPA guy. I get it. But if you want to try just something super special, Hop Mouth, that's it. So, update on GI Barbecue. Here's the deal. We're going to do something really cool. On May 14th, we're going up to Chase Creek Smokehouse, and this thing is coming together so cool. God bless the folks up at Chase Creek because they are working their keister off. Pat and Linda Wrangler, they're building an entire stage for this event in their patio. I just saw pictures online. He's building this giant stage for the band. He's got at least one band coming in. He's looking for another, but we're going to have music. We're going to have maybe 2,000 to 4,000 people there because it's Blessing of the Bikes weekend, and they get, you know, a couple thousand bikes in there on that Saturday anyway.
Yeah, if not
but
more,
with
sure.
us, you know, beating the horn here, beating the drum on this thing, we're going to get a lot of our listeners up there. We're going to have all sorts of really cool things. Of course, in my opinion, the sweet spot is the Henry rifles that we're going to be giving away. Because who doesn't want a Henry rifle? We're talking brass plated, octagon barrel, 30-30 and a 45-70. I mean, I'm going to buy a ticket for the 45-70, and I honestly hope I win it. I'm just going to say that right out there. I hope I win it.
Well, you know, you got as equal chance as anybody because somebody other than you and me going to be drawing that ticket.
Yeah, Timber Ridge double pan deep fryer. We've got, oh my goodness, Bonefish Grill's giving us stuff. Schmoes is giving us stuff. Arcadia Ales is giving us stuff. Village Motorsports, all kinds of cycle gear. So if you buy a raffle ticket, your odds of winning something are darn good.
They are. And if you don't know where Chase Creek is, you're going to head up north of Grand Rapids, up 131.
Or you're going to head south from Traverse City.
Either way, that's right. And you're going to arrive at the on 131, the Reed City US 10 exit, and you're going to go west of the
highway. 6 miles. It's easy. I got a twist for you. I just figured something out just yesterday for this thing that's going to be so cool. Go to your iPhone app. Or go to your Google app, whatever you're using for a phone. Download this app. It's called Flash Gap. You got to put it on your phone. And what Flash Gap does is it allows you to take pictures of an event. And you open up this app and you take all your pictures of the day of that event. So everybody there who downloads Flash Gap and then joins our event is going to take these pictures. Everybody's pictures are going to be in one album. So it's going to be so cool. So the whole day will be on Flash Gap, and we're going to have hundreds and hundreds of shots of the day of people winning rifles and deep fryers and grills and helmets and leather jackets, and it's going to be a fantastic day. Their food is great. Their ribs are great. Their brisket's awesome, and their rib steaks are phenom.
They are. They're very good. This is worth the trip. Not only is it going to be a great bunch of food, but it's a great party, phenomenal cause. And we'll give you a further update on what's going on with GI Barbecue a little bit later in the show.
Here's the cool thing. A bunch of my old classmates, some of the little hotties from my class, are all volunteering to sell raffle tickets. So you're going to have some very cute ladies running around in GI Barbecue green. And the shirts are provided by Ad America. We're going to have a bunch of women selling these raffle tickets. You're going to win.
Coming up next, you're going to want to listen to us. We're going to get a little porky and maybe get some of these cheapest cuts that are done right. Stick with us. We'll be back. It's harder than it looks.